Let's go abroad now. And after launching an offensive on Friday, Russian troops have poured across Ukraine's northeastern border. President there, Volodymyr Zelensky, said fierce fighting was underway. Moscow says Russian troops have seized at least 9 villages and settlements. Thousands of civilians have fled to Kharkiv, about 20 miles from the border and the nearest big city to the villages. For more on this, we can talk to Dr. Jenny Mathers. She's senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University in the UK. Dr. Mathers, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon.
Some of the early reports were of Russian soldiers and troops being essentially able to walk into the territory that they were reclaiming. And it looks like a large amount of Ukrainian territory has been taken by Russian forces over the last number of days.
Yes. I mean, certainly in the past several weeks, the Ukrainians have been warning that the Russians were massing troops on the border near this area in near Kharkiv Oblast. And now it seems that, you know, the offensive started on Friday. And yes, there are reports that some of these villages were retaken very, very easily, which raises questions about, you know, why more effective defensive measures weren't taken. You know, why weren't the areas why weren't barriers of some sort created there? What were the defensive lines?
So what's going on here? If this wasn't a surprise, why wasn't Ukraine ready?
Well, this is the question, I think, and this is a question which Ukrainian military officers are asking. It's one of a number of debates which is happening in Ukraine at the moment around how this war is being prosecuted now and also how it will be prosecuted in the future. So around things like staffing, conscription, the gaps in terms of the amount of equipment that's being provided from the United States, but also questions around strategy, how many forces to put in the different sort of front areas and where to deploy those forces.
I know there are lots of nuances to this conflict, but in general, it looks like Ukraine is losing this war.
Well, it depends on where you're looking. You know, at a snapshot moment, yes, things are not going well for Ukraine. If you take a bigger picture, though, I think the Russians are paying a very high price for the gains that they're making. And with the exception of the last few days when they've made this breakthrough, I think the gains have been very slow and the costs have been very high, which is one of the reasons why Russia has replaced its defense minister over the last few days. So, I think it's about whether we're seeing is the start of a trend, which I suspect it's not, or whether this is simply a moment in time and we're going to see different things happening, because we've had many moments in time over the last 2 and a bit years where it seemed clear that either Russia was winning or wasn't winning, Ukraine was doing better or wasn't doing better. So I suspect this is a moment rather than the start of a trend.
Support, the lack of it, an election in the US, are all these factors that could ultimately change the course of this war?
Absolutely. And, the question of what which political party dominates Congress and which political party will be in the White House after November are very important in terms of how much support from America Ukraine will get. I think, but also it's important to remember that Ukraine has other supporters around the world. And I think those supporters, particularly those in Europe, are beginning to realize that it's very important for them to make sure that they are providing as much as they can and asking questions about how much more they could provide in light of the uncertainty around the future of American support.
Dr. Jenny Mathers at Aberystwyth University, thank you. More on the news at 1 after this break.